This morning, we're catching up with the seasonal conductor of the Oriana Choir. Hello, Kim. How are you going?
Great. Thank you, Fee. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, of course, the Oriana Choir is probably the dominant choir on the Sunshine Coast, should I say? You're a community choir, right?
Absolutely. It has been one of the dominant choirs in Queensland, actually. It's a very strong choir over the many years. It used to compete in the Setfords and then started touring internationally, so it's a very strong choir.
And last time we spoke, I think you guys had something like 80 members. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. COVID has knocked a few off. No, I don't mean that badly. I mean, it's actually a few of them have, retired a little bit. But I think we've got about 72 for this current concert.
Fantastic. And when you say this current concert, fill us in. What have you got in the works?
Okay, we're going to be doing Faure's Requiem, which is the most beautiful piece from France, impressionistic France. Think Monet, but in music. And also the Nelson Mass by Haydn, which is all Napoleon's coming to invade Austria. What are we going to do? I know, let's write a mass about that. That's basically that piece. And it's going to be raising, I think, funds for Ukrainian refugees in Australia and Europe. So we're going to be performing a lovely piece by the English composer John Rutter, who's still alive, and he wrote this sort of lovely choir piece for in Ukrainian for Ukraine, and that's going to be a really beautiful effect as well.
All right. So when and where, if people would like to come along and support this good cause and see a beautiful show?
Yeah, it's with orchestra and amazing soloists as well, professional soloists from Brisbane and so on. And it's on Sunday, the 17th of July, 2 p.m. Now, it's at the Stella Maris Catholic Primary School in Maroochydore. So, yeah, Sunday, the 17th of July, 2 p.m. and Stella Maris Catholic Primary School. But you can always search for Oriana online and then you'll find the site and there's lots of details there on the concert.
Now, I understand that Haydn's work was actually called Mass for the Troubled Times. That seems fairly appropriate.
Yeah, that's right, because it was all about, you know, Napoleon invading Austria. And it was dedicated to Nelson because he was the first person to kick Napoleon's butt in Egypt, actually, which created a whole kind of mood of optimism for Europe. And Napoleon was basically unstoppable. It is for troubled times. And you know, we do live in rather interesting times at the moment. As the Chinese would say, it's a Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And we certainly are in those.
Now, you mentioned that you're going to have some names, that you're going to have some special soloists coming up to the coast. Who's coming?
We've got Anne Fulton, who is a lovely alto mezzo from Brisbane, sings to the Opera Company all the time, and Jason Barry Smith, who is a lovely baritone, and he's also based in Brisbane, done a lot of principal work for the company, and he actually started the Ten Tenors many, many years ago. And we've got a local Mulaney person, Tobias Mertz, who's doing tenor, and he's a lovely singer. He's sung with Opera Australia. And our very amazing soprano soloist, Elizabeth Wallace-Gateskey, and she is doing such an amazing job. It's really this mass is often, it has major soprano solos, and in rehearsals, she has absolutely smashed it. It was brilliant.
So you mentioned rehearsals. I guess you've been rehearsing this for quite some time then?
Yes, ever since about April, I believe, May, and no, April, I think. It's been a while, and, they're working. Often they work every Thursday night, of course, and then often they work on the weekends as well. So we had lots and lots of rehearsals. Apart from the orchestra is the Symphony of St Andrews, and they're from Brisbane, and they just rock up on the day, as orchestras do.
That's going to be quite the show, quite the concert. I mean, you've got, more than 70-plus people in the chorus, and then you've got this huge orchestra as well. Is that why you chose Stella Maris Primary School, because you needed a big venue?
It's just a good venue, actually. It works really well, and and there's some lovely people there who look after us. So I think that's why they chose that venue. It's very special. And the day before, we're actually at St John's Cathedral in Brisbane. But yeah, the Stella Maris one will be the highlight, you know, the finale, the grand finale.
Oh, but I know that St John's has beautiful acoustics because you guys go there quite a lot specifically for the acoustics, don't you?
Yeah, it's got an 8-second delay, which is quite impressive when you're doing choral music. Yes, it has a lovely acoustic, you know, all that stone and marble and wood and everything. It's very nice.
Beautiful. All right, well, the details are all up in our What's On guide at salt1065.com. And you can see this fabulous concert Sunday the 17th, 2 o'clock, Stella Maris Catholic Primary School in Maroochydore. Kim, all the best with the show.
Thank you so much, V. It should be awesome.